With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Farm laborers from El Salvador and Guatemala are enjoying the opportunity to earn money on Washington farms, with more workers expected in the coming months. WAFLA Director Dan Fazio says other countries have also been inquiring about opportunities here for their workers.
Absolutely. Honduras and Nicaragua have both expressed interest, and they've always been knocking at the door. It's just very hard, you know, to organize that. You have other logistics problems that we want to address, so that, you know, we can make sure that we're not biting off more than we can chew.
I asked Fazio how many foreign workers they planned on bringing to Washington this year.
Bob, you sound like the people from Guatemala and El Salvador. They call us about once a day asking how many people that they can rely on, and we tell them it depends on how well the first groups perform.
With regards to how the expanded H-2A program is working, Fazio says, so far, so good.
We're really happy moving forward with the program. It's going well this year. The numbers of employers that are using the program is increasing, and so we're very optimistic about the program. We've had some minor issues with some of the agencies that are just really having a hard time keeping up with the volumes. Other than that, the program is working real well.
Fazio says President Trump's stand on immigration has caused little, if any, problems for the H-2A program. Statewide, about 15,000 workers, mostly from Mexico, are expected. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.